All right, that music means it's Tracy Pearlman time. Tracy Pearlman, a big shot at the XL Energy Center, soon to be the Grand Casino Arena. How are you, Tracy?
I'm good. How are you? It's a beautiful day outside today. Holy cow.
Beautiful day outside. I woke up right at 6 o'clock this morning because it is New State Fair Foods Day. It's a big day.
My favorite day of the year.
It is a big day. Right now in studio, we have one of the new foods that
I'm so jealous.
So right here from Lulu's Public House, last year they had the deep fried ranch.
Yeah.
Remember, and the deep fried ranch was the runaway big time blockbuster, the thing everybody was talking about.
People from Hidden Valley came in town after hearing how popular it was at the fair just to be like, what are you doing to our ranch?
And it was good. It was good. And the people from Lulu's made a big deal when they announced this new food for this year that deep fried ranch is still going to be back. Like, just settle down.
That's important. Now, I'm looking at on the stream.
Yeah.
Have you eaten some of this yet?
So I tried a little bit of the bruschetta. So this is the caprese curds. So it's like a bruschetta, kind of cut up tomatoes, herby. Like, so you got just the usual bruschetta, right? Like a little basil, a little extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, mozzarella curds. So
I think that that's going to be a big hit. Yeah. Like, that's a good night food.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
It is
a little fresh.
I think the acid is going to cut through in a good way.
With like a nice cold beer.
Oh, yeah.
So
I like that. I have a list.
Yes.
A ridiculous list, because why not?
Can I walk around the fair with you eating this year?
Absolutely.
I would love nothing more, to be honest. You know how much I love the fair.
All right.
We
can make that happen. This is the story that I wrote. It's at MinnesotaMonthly.com, where every year I rank the new foods based on really almost nothing. It's pretty much just the description.
What do you want to eat?
What sounds good? What's interesting?
I want you to know, I read through your list.
Okay.
I agree with most of it.
All right.
I was like, I want those little pot of gold potato dumplings.
Yes. That's a cool idea.
Yep. And also top the tater onion dip. Bravo.
Perfect.
Bravo.
That sounds really good. And that's, they're doing it with the Saturday Dumpling Company team.
Yep.
And I think that's pretty fun. So they're making the dumpling and then it'll be deep fried. Brilliant.
Yeah. I would also really like the hot honey pizza balls.
Oh, you would. Is it the name that you like?
I like the pepperoni. Like, I'm not a pizza person, like a dill pickle pizza person. And I've had a lot of FOMO over the last 2 years because everyone was into the pickle pizza. I want nothing to do with pickles or pickled pizza.
Yeah.
This I want. Also, the pizza cheese curd tacos from Richie's. Last year, he had the buffalo chicken cheese curd tacos.
Yes.
Those were phenomenal.
So I'm one of the few that's sort of out on the cheese curd taco thing. It's like too much fried. It's the fried flour shell.
No. Why do you go to the fair?
But I like a little contrast, like a little fried on something a little fresh. Like, fried on fried on fried on fried. No.
Yeah. How about Yvain's item? I think that was number 2 or 3 on your list. Again, I did a deep dive earlier.
He's got
the shrimp and pork toast.
Yes.
Oh, it's number 9. Yeah.
Only reason it's number 9 is because he has this at his restaurant. It's fantastic.
Oh.
It's going to be really good. I think people will like this. And it's very, shrimp toast is a pretty cool thing if you've never had it before. You'll love it.
Yeah. I'm a big fan, so that I'm excited about. I also think the falafel waffle.
Yes.
Falafel. Their stuff is so good. And, you know, Jason, as you know, like I've been saying, I'm a huge fan of the fair. I used to be out there like 10 of the 12 days. at the TV station. And so that Baba's was one of the spots that I would hit up multiple days in a row because it's fresh. It feels healthier when you're eating cheese curds and cookies and everything else. So I'm a big fan of Baba's. The line's always long, so you know it's good.
Yes, yes. But it is excellent. And I will give you a little look behind the curtain. And that is that it gets a little boring to always have the same people, like when I actually test at the fair. Mm-hmm. And so I always feel guilty putting Baba's in the top 10. But it's really good. I think they do a great job. Yeah, and it's cute. Like, it's a fun little these two young kids.
Do you also feel, like, does it feel more prideful because they are local? It's not a vendor who drove in from Texas or, you know, is making the rounds and they're from Indiana.
Yeah.
Like, there's just something cool about being like, oh, I can also go support your brick and mortar.
Yes.
Which I think is nice.
And they're right on Lyndale and in Minneapolis. And you can go buy their hummus now. I saw it at Costco the other day. So that's pretty cool. Anything that for you, you're like, oof, this sounds gross.
I hate to say it.
Yeah.
Hang on. Okay. The Herbivorous Butchers.
Have to say it. It's called Freaky Friday.
Yeah. I don't want anything to do with that. I'm sorry. I want the real meat.
Chicken.
If you can't eat meat, cool. Enjoy. Live your life.
I feel this way, too. When I first wrote this up, I had a line in here asking if vegetarian people had their own food critics who were vegetarians, because it's just it's real hard for me. Chicken fried vegan bacon served with vegan fried chicken strips infused with bacon flavor.
I know. I just
no.
Just give me
But,
I don't want that.
But good for
also,
you. Good for you.
The Smashadilla.
Yeah.
It's like a burger and a quesadilla from the gas station. I love gas station.
Yeah.
They do that, like, the cool Minnesota corn dog with wild rice. Like, they do cool stuff. This, nothing about, it's like a Whopper and a quesadilla. This does nothing for me. I feel like I could babysit some 10-year-olds and they'd come up with something like this. I'm not into this.
There were a couple sort of quesadilla type things. I wonder if it's a little like Crunchwrap sort of inspired.
Maybe,
I don't know.
You know what else is staring at me in that photo? The pickles, which I don't want.
Yeah.
I don't want the pickles. I feel like the triple mini donuts I would take two bites of and then I'd be like, my tummy hurts.
Yeah, I probably hit them a little too hard. The triple chocolate mini donuts, which is a bucket full of mini donuts, chocolate mini donuts with chocolate ice cream, chocolate sprinkles, chocolate chips, and a chocolate rim bucket.
Yeah. And
I just said I'm triple not interested.
Right. I'm sorry. That's something I want a bite of, and I'll be like, okay, bye. Thanks.
You need a group of like 40 to have that make sense. It's
true. Which is cool. You know, I've got a lot of friends with kids. They're going to go crazy for that.
Yes.
It's a fun, you know, you go and you share. I know when you go to the fair, you don't like to share because you want to eat all the food. Dan and I, when we go, we give a bite and then we give to other people.
You pass it on, yes.
It's just the essence of the food. I smell it.
I think,
and I move on.
I think this is the logical point for us to take a break. And tell people when we come back, Barbie has diabetes.
Yeah.
And it might be from just reading about the new food items at the state fair. We'll talk about diabetic Barbie. It's just too much. It's too much. We'll get Tracy's take on that when we come back. Diabetic Barbie. Tracy Perlman continues our conversation. We're streaming on YouTube at the WCCO radio channel. Tracy, Barbie has done a number of these, different representation. The glucose monitor is kind of cute.
I think it's a cute little bit. I don't mean to be, insensitive.
Oh, I love this because Tracy's going to be insensitive and it's not going to be me. I don't have to do it. What a gift.
Here's the deal. They're like, we want Barbie to represent more people. Maybe give her shorter hair. Maybe give her a different body weight. Maybe give her different skin colors. Instead, they went with type 1 diabetes. Listen, I love Juvenile Research, Diabetes Research Foundation.
Sure.
They're a great organization.
Yeah.
There are, millions of people who have diabetes in this country. 304,000 children and teenagers under 20 also have type 1 diabetes.
Okay.
I think they have other dolls who can maybe better represent this. It just feels like a weird PR grab.
Yeah, that's where I get.
And I don't love it. I don't love this.
So this is their fashionistas line. And so they have, they do have, like, they've got different body shapes. They got a, I'm not ashamed to admit I Googled fat Barbie, and that would be fashionista's doll. Yeah, there is. Doll number 207.
Okay, now I have to look it up.
There, number 207. Okay. I just put it up on the stream.
That's a cute dress, though. That's a cute. But why can't she be a fat Barbie who's blonde?
Oh, I don't, maybe they have a fat
they
blonde.
They made her. I don't know.
Dan is cringing. Dan is like, you guys are walking real close
Dan's
to the sun.
You're about to get canceled real quick here. If they want a doll to represent more people, that's fine. It could be Barbie's friend. Maybe don't name her Barbie. I don't know. I have a problem with Barbie.
Why can't diabetic kids have their Barbies too?
They can have dolls. We can have deaf dolls. We have blind dolls. We have dolls with anxiety. We have all sorts of different dolls.
Do we have dolls with anxiety? Oh, my goodness.
Probably. I'm sure.
Probably.
Right? But, like,
look at all these fashionistas.
Sometimes Barbie can just be Barbie. And if you want Barbie, if you have a kid with diabetes, this is a great way to teach them about monitors and representation and showing up and being cool. This just feels like a weird PR grab. For Mattel, and I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, there is this
sort of healthy habits, Barbie.
You know,
it
would actually be revolutionary. Like if they go back to hot Barbie. Like that would be astonishing.
Where's glam doll?
I'm sure that's what this is. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I should have said nothing. We're both done. Yeah. I think corporate's going to come and take us right off the air.
This is it.
They're like, what happened to DeRusha and Pearlman?
Why did Tracy get so cranky all of a sudden? She hates Barbie. I just don't think we have plenty of dolls. They don't need this.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
You know what? To the fair we go.
I was worried I was going to be in trouble for saying I Googled fat Barbie. Although I'm horrified to see what sort of things are going to, what are the ads going to show up in my stream?
Do it away from company Wi-Fi. Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, Tracy.